F. All right, the New Zealand International Comedy Festival is on at present. We're about halfway through. People, head along to thecomedyfestival.co.nz to see the full program. And I just want to say a warm welcome to David Correas.
Hello.
Is that close enough?
No, that's perfect.
All right, sweet dude. Now, you are coming in hot because you've just done a big old lap of Aussie.
Yes.
And you're saying you're 8 weeks into this current show you're doing. What is the show all about? What's it called?
The show is called New Zealand. It's a stand-up comedy show, but I'm also mixing it with rave. So I'm doing like a rave stand-up comedy show.
Are you traveling with a DJ or?
No. I'm learning. So I've been learning since December.
Yes.
And so that's the challenge of the show, is that I actually don't know what I'm doing and just trying to like get through it and try learn it.
Okay. Just give us a like, what was the spark for the show, and like, what's the general? It sounds like is it quite a physical routine?
Oh yeah, no. This is like, I mean, routine is like a very loose word to use for it. It's more of an experiment, where I'm just kind of getting up on stage. I have these ideas, and we see if it works. And one thing I've noticed really works is like, if you bring the biggest fuckwit energy to the show, it's really good. So it's like, I don't want like polite audiences. I want like the biggest fuckwits to come out and party with me.
Okay, so there's some audience engagement is necessary for this particular show.
Yeah, but it's not like audience engagement in the sense of like crowd work. It's more like I just realize I'm my funniest when we're just kind of hanging out. So I'm just trying to like break as many of those walls as possible and just kind of make a party vibe.
Okay. What can people expect from the show? So it's like comedy, rave, and
oh, you'll be really G'd up by the time you leave. Like, I promise you, you'll be really G'd up. You'll have a bit of energy, and at no point will you feel like you want to look at your phone throughout the show. But what's great about the show and the way I built it is you can go on your phone. You can leave. You can hang out the back and like secretly vape if you want to. There's no rules. It's really great. And so just, I've done it. This is my eighth weekend. I know the structure of the show. So now I just want fuckwits to turn up and break the show for me. Okay. So it's like fun. It's fun for me again.
Now, you've obviously done a big old hoon around Australia. How have you found the Australian audiences?
Oh, I've loved it. I loved it. I feel like I've really carved out the show because all the cities are very, very different, right? One thing I've noticed about Australian audiences is they're much more ticklish as an audience, which is a new term that I kind of learnt, which is when you go into a room, because you can kind of feel when the audience is kind of ready to laugh. And I feel like in New Zealand, no one's really ready to laugh when they come into a room because they're kind of like, we don't know if this is going to be funny. We don't know if this is like going to be a good show. And so they're kind of like tentative. But in Australia, a lot of them, they come in pre-tickled and they're just so excited to kind of laugh. And you can kind of feel it in the room. So I've been dealing with that a lot. But then there are also rooms where people like are very not ticklish, you know, they're just like, they're not responsive at all. And so I just have to like dig deep. And so there's like different cities, different kind of vibes. I feel like the more relaxed the city, the more ticklish they are.
What do you do? Like, if you go into a room and you get that feeling, you're like, these guys need some tickling.
Yeah.
What is the general setup? How do you approach that, like that kind of breaking the ice moment?
So what I've been doing is I've been playing the stupidest techno tracks that I can find, and then I play Hannah Gadsby's Nanette in the background, which if you're into comedy, you'll know that that's a very ticklish combination to kind of happen, because there's a lot of contrasting going on there.
Now, I've got a couple of like questions for you regarding like New Zealand comedy in general. How have you seen the New Zealand comedy scene evolve since you first started performing, and where do you reckon it's heading?
I've been saying this for a while now, but I think that we're in a golden age of We're in a golden age of stand-up
comedy. Age?
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it because me and my mates, we all started about 10 years ago, and we're the first like YouTube generation where like comedians had YouTube to really watch as much stand-up as possible.
Yes.
And so our references, we're just able to really go in, and because we're so small, we were also friends, so we've been like swapping notes, and we're not keeping any secrets, and everyone's kind of just come up together, and now everyone's all hitting the standard, and it's crazy because you go to Australia and they're noticing it. They're noticing the friendship and the camaraderie come through in the writing because we've all come up together, and they're all like wondering like why New Zealand is so good at stand-up.
Yes. Do you think there's something unique about the kind of comedy that comes out of Aotearoa?
Yeah, I think it's the fact that like we're all so close that we're able to really go against what's been in the past. So we kind of saw that standard. We saw a lot of what like 7 days set up for us, a lot of what like Jono and Ben set up for us, and we were able to just keep adding to it or keep flipping it. And so it's a really beautiful thing.
Now, what role does something like the New Zealand International Comedy Festival play in shaping or supporting the local comedy industry?
Oh, massively, because I feel like as an international comedy festival, it's viewed as like a boutique festival with people are really like handpicked from around the world to come through. Mm. It's not a free-for-all. But then on the other end, they really put an olive branch out for a lot of new comics because they set up all of these different kind of like situations. Like you got like the Raw Comedy Quest, you've got a lot of shows where they're able to bring on comics who are only like a year, 2 years in, already doing an hour of stand-up, when around the world it's normally like 5 years before they get that kind of opportunity. Mm-hmm. But that's because we have a lack of open mics and comedy culture, so we can't gig 9 times a week and get good that way. Yes. Build up to an hour, we have to start with the hour, trial by fire, and then trim it down to a 20, and then that becomes the club set that we kind of work out.
Wow, amazing. Now, just back to your show, which you're doing at the Comedy Fest. We should give it another little bit of a plug here.
Yeah, it's called New Zealand.
You can find it on comedyfestival.co.nz. We've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week.
Yes, I open tonight. If you like Taskmaster and Guy Mon Spelling Bee and you've seen me on it, I open tonight and it's so good. Bring your biggest fuckwit energy. It's so much fun.
If you're out there and you are in the city, it's at Q Theatre Loft, just to give you a little bit, yes, of a bearing. It's affordable. It's only like $36, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. So it's I wish it was cheaper, but yeah. I mean, like this like it's so, everything's getting more expensive, but I promise you will have such a good time.
Excellent. Now, I just on the show, given its experimental nature, have you faced any challenges during the shows you've been doing, and how have you addressed them?
Oh yeah, bro, this show sucked 8 weeks ago. It really sucked, and I had people walking out of it. I like to start in a place where the show really sucks, because then you start fixing it, and so when people turn up, they expect it to suck, but I've been working on it where I can make it not suck. But like, if a show doesn't suck from the beginning, then it kind of hits like a middle ground, mm-hmm, you know, it kind of middles out. But for me, I got to really have it suck to begin with for it to get good.
All right.
Now, later on.
Okay.
I had a guy at one point rush the stage, come up and help me. And this, I don't want to ruin the punchline, but he came up on stage and then he manhandled me in a way that freaked out the whole audience. And then I was like, nah, we're all good. And then the music started playing again. That's the kind of raucous stuff that's kind of happening in the show. And I'm for it. Like, bring it to the show.
Rad. Now, for those out there unfamiliar with your work, obviously Taskmaster, mm-hmm, and you mentioned Guy Montgomery's Spelling Bee.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the essence of this particular show you're doing, New Zealand, and why should people attend?
Okay, so I used to do really hectic cook things on stage, and if you've been to any of those shows, I'm here to say I'm very sorry for all of the stuff that you've seen. I used to do a bit where I'd get someone in the audience to tell us about a song that they really enjoyed that had sentimental value to it, and then we'd talk about a wedding song, and they'd be like, oh, I love Jar of Hearts. Jar of Hearts was in my first dance, you know, song. Like, oh, that's really cool. And then I'd start playing Jar of Hearts, and then I'd walk out and have a can of cat food on me, and I'd start eating cat food in front of them while Jar of Hearts was playing, and I'd go, this is your new memory. This is your new memory. Trying to wipe the wedding thing out. That's what I used to do. If you've seen me do that, I'm sorry. Look, I'm reformed. So this is the reformed show. Like, this is me. This is my apology. It's just fun. I'm not doing that kind of cooked stuff anymore, but it is still kind of cooked.
Awesome. Hey, David Correas, thank you so much for coming in this morning. People out there, comedyfestival.co.nz, head over there and grab your tickets. We've got another, what is it, one tonight? Opening tonight.
Please come.
And running through till Saturday. Is there anyone else that you'd give the people out there listening a hot tip to go and check out in the next couple of weeks of the Comedy Fest?
Oh, who am I? I think you should check out Joel McCarthy. Joel McCarthy's great. I think he opens next week and it's his first Comedy Fest, but he's like an up-and-coming voice and I'm a really big fan of him.
Man.
So yeah, Joel McCarthy.
All right. Hey, David, cheers so much and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you so much.